All right, so speaking of plastic, a brief word about Warren Buffett. Here's a guy who became a billionaire thanks to plastics. Not entirely, but, you know, a lot of his work is in fossil fuels. And he's frequently touted as the rich guy who really cares, right? And, you know, maybe he does at some level, but it's hard to reconcile caring with Buffett being one of the world's biggest, you know, backers of climate change. He said a few years back in a response to a question, I think it might have come from James Hansen, in fact. He said, we do have one planet and we ought to pay a lot of attention to what's going on. Well, that's good, solid stuff. And, you know, he gets quoted on that. But then he goes on to say, I don't think in making an investment decision on Berkshire Hathaway that climate change should be a factor in the decision-making process. Okay, Warren, then when should it be a factor? I mean, if you're talking about one planet, we ought to care, you know, climate change is serious, then at what point do you start taking it serious? He goes on to say, quote, we have always underestimated the amount of oil and gas in the world. You do not want to be without oil production capacity if something happened in the world where you needed to have your own energy independence. And then he makes this crazy, crazy comparison. Quote, we have great topsoil in this country and wouldn't dream of exporting it, although we do. We send it down to Louisiana all the time. Hydrocarbons are just as precious. 500 years from now, hydrocarbons will still be needed. And one of the advantages of being a rich country is you don't need to use your most precious asset. Okay, so here's the problem, folks. Humans, and especially really, really rich humans, in my experience, care. They express care for big issues. But when that big issue, in this case, the survival of our species of the planet, when that bumps up against a company's profits, you know, he's just going to go with profit. I've never met Buffett. I came close once, walked by his house on the Great March for Climate Action. One of our marchers ran up and leafleted his door, which I thought was pretty bold, but nothing came of that.